You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is back in the studio, and we're joined on the phone by Becky Blessing of the Kentucky Department of Education. Becky, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks, Tracy.
You know, without your having communicated it, I wouldn't know that Kentucky's First Lady is in the process of organizing a celebration for the 100th anniversary of the Governor's Mansion.
Absolutely. It's a year to celebrate, for sure. The Governor's Mansion, the current Governor's Mansion, marked its 100th anniversary on January 20th, and a committee has been brought together and has a year-long celebration of events honoring the mansion's architectural, social, and political history, and we're just glad to be a part of that.
And that's why you're here today. The Kentucky Department of Education is right in the center of a wonderful opportunity for kids.
Absolutely. As one of the events that was planned for the mansion's centennial, the First Lady, being a former teacher, was very interested in how we could get school kids involved in this celebration. And so we came up with the idea of doing a student art and essay contest. And so we've kicked that off, and entries are due March 14th, so there's still plenty of time for kids to enter. Most kids may be familiar with the mansion if they've been to Frankfort, and maybe on a field trip from school, or been to the Capitol, and it's just right across the street from the Capitol. And so they may have already visited the mansion, but if not, this is a good time to look into it, to see what it's about. There's a lot of good online material about it, a lot of beautiful pictures, and maybe talk mom and dad into bringing them up to the Capitol and to the mansion this summer for a field trip.
What a great component to a Learn Your State exercise in education. I do note that the Governor's Mansion has its own website, and it has a Facebook page as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're trying all outreach that we can. We feel it's really important to celebrate the history of our Commonwealth. It's unique. There are not a lot of governor's mansions that still exist across the United States, so it is somewhat unique. It's very, very beautiful. It's hard to imagine that back in the early 1900s, they had this vision for a new place for the governor to live and to do business and to entertain people, and that the mansion that we see today was that building. Some of the interesting things that we've run across being on the committee, things like the final cost of the mansion was around $95,000, which doesn't sound like a whole lot today, but back in the day it was quite a lot of money. But there's a lot of interesting little facts and things to learn about the mansion and its architecture and its artwork and just the culture that is brought to the Commonwealth of Kentucky with this beautiful building.
You know, I may be forgetting everything, but it seems to me that the time I visited the mansion, it struck me that it had a really good flow for parties.
Absolutely. It was designed in the Beaux Arts style of architecture, and it's patterned after Marie Antoinette's villa in France. And so I'm sure that was part of the discussion when the plans were drawn up in terms of how the actual building can function. Also part of its design was a very practical one, and that is the way it is designed. There are some central corridors, and that was to help with cooling the building because, of course, back in the early 1900s, we didn't have air conditioning and all the modern conveniences we have today.
Well, so you've just sort of given some really good ideas for the seeds of inspiration for visual art and essay contest. Let's do the business in terms of this is open to public, private, and homeschool students. What's the age range, and how do kids enter?
Okay. The visual arts contest is we're awarding different levels because, of course, kids have different abilities at different ages. And so we have categories for kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade, sixth through eighth grade, and high school, ninth through 12th. And then in the writing contest, we have a little later group grades, grades 4 through 6, 7 through 9, and 10 through 12. There is information on the Governor's Mansion website. It's governorsmansion.ky.gov, and over on the left-hand side of the page, your listeners could go to Mansion Centennial. There's a drop-down for Student Art and Essay Contest. It has all of the contest information for both visual art and essay, and it has different themes and prompts that we'd like the entries to follow, and of course the contest rules and guidelines. There is an entry form on there as well, and that just needs to be filled out and emailed in by March 14th.
Well, where will the winning entries be displayed in the visual art contest?
Well, really excited about that. As part of the celebration of the arts at the Mansion this year, the winning entries will be displayed right along with the other artwork at the Mansion, and they will become part of the Mansion's permanent collection.
Now, is that something that would make a child's heart just go flip-flop? I mean, it just seems like such an honor.
Well, it certainly would mine, especially since I'm not particularly talented in the arts. But anyway, yes, and we're also very excited. The First Lady has been very gracious and offered to host a luncheon for the winners, their parents, and teachers at the Mansion. So even if someone has not had an opportunity to visit the Mansion, if they win this contest, they will have that opportunity and to dine with the First Lady.
Okay, so there's no excuse. Everybody knows now. This is something that we hope all of the children in our region will participate in, and I hope you have a really good response. Becky, thank you so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate the time that you've given, and I also wanted to mention that in addition to having lunch with the First Lady, the winners get a $100 award. So that's added incentive for everyone who may be listening to enter.
Pays for the trip from West Kentucky.
Absolutely. You're great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Becky. Mm-hmm. Once again, Governor's Mansion has its own website, it's on Facebook, and you can follow Gov Mansion 1914 on Twitter.